The 15th of May 2012. 23:58. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Night shift. Lee presented as happy and relaxed at the start of the shift. He expressed his relief at being taken off eyesight observations, saying he was glad to have some privacy. Lee was aware that his level of observations depends on the risks he presents and was able to explain the agreement he and Oliver had developed. Lee asked to go to bed early and went to bed at 22.00, and appeared to be asleep when checked at 22.30. He was seen to be restless in his sleep and woke briefly at 1 o'clock and 4.06. He has been nursed safely on intermittent observations throughout the night. Confirmed by R. Chapman at the 16th of May 2012. The 15th of May 2012. 19:15. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Late shift. Lee has been nursed on one-to-one observations until 17.00 today when his OBS were reduced to intermittent. Lee was very happy and personally spoke to as many people as he could to share the good news. Lee has been bright in mood, interacting appropriately with his peers, spent time on the Xbox and watched some TV. Lee has eaten a good-sized portion of supper this evening. Confirmed by J. Graham Wonnett, the 15th of May 2012. The 15th of May 2012. 1900. Occupational. Therapy. Title. Group name. Music jam. OT intervention. Creative expression. Lee attended this session but left approximately 15 to 20 minutes before its end. Whilst in the group, Lee appeared to be of positive mood and engaged well in the group activity. Lee interacted well with staff and peers. The 16th of May 2012 11:19, Chris Snip. Event by Chris Snip. The 15th of May 2012. 17:15, Psychological Therapy. Title. Following today's ward round, I started our session by feeding back to Lee the decision to move him from eyesight to intermittent OBS. He later agreed to the conditions of the corresponding care plan, and intermittent OBS started at 5 p.m. today. See care plan folder or plan section on EPJS. Lee is very happy about this. We discussed some of the work Lee had been doing with Haymond Lee, support worker, and he said he had found this helpful. I explained that it was really good that other people were helping him think about self-harm. We discussed what would make Lee feel safe to talk about his more severe self-harm. Lee felt he would be more comfortable approaching this difficult subject with me, and we agreed that Haymond would continue to work around the concept of his self-harm, but not go into any of the detail, including the distressing events Lee connects with this. We also agreed that as he didn't like surprises, although it might make him anxious, we should agree when to think about the details of his self-harm. Lee agreed that he would try this in our next session on Thursday, the 17th of May, 5 p.m. The 15th of May, 2012, 2025, Oliver Sindel. Event by Oliver Sindel. The 15th of May, 2012. 14:50. Ward round title. Rang foster carers, no reply, so left a message to ring the unit at their convenience. In ward round, nursing team to keep being supportive towards him and using sleep hygiene, relaxation, breathing techniques at bedtime. Doctor to discuss reduction of observation level to intermittent with clear framework of expectations to be discussed with him as well. Dr. G proposed that if this went well, maybe he could have some leave after his CPA on the 21st. At 2 p.m. to go out with foster parents for a short time. The 15th of May 2012, 14:57, Rebecca Clack. Event by Rebecca Clack. The 15th of May 2012. 13:45. Dietitian title. Healthy Lifestyle Group. Session on physical activity where benefits, recommendations and types were discussed. Lee attended group and participated well throughout. He was able to make relevant observations regarding the task set in group. Whilst saying that he wanted to leave, he continued to contribute to the group. The 15th of May 2012, 15:50, Namrata Dopatkar. Event by Namrata Dopatkar. The 15th of May 2012. 13:20. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Early shift. Lee has been nursed on intermittent observations this shift. He has remained safe. He has eaten well, including two whole meals at lunchtime. He told staff he is always hungry. Lee has attended education, said he likes going in as it passes the time, has also attended group this morning. Lee has spent any free time playing on the Xbox. He sits with peers, minimal interactions. Lee has been pleasant on approach with staff, told staff he was pleased to see his foster parents at weekend and that they had brought him some stuff. He shrugged his shoulders and didn't answer when staff asked if it was exciting stuff. Lee thanked staff for the car magazine brought in to share out with other young people. Confirmed by, email protected, the 15th of May 2012. The 15th of May 2012. 10:45, inpatient, medical, title, ward review. Dr. Prasad, H. Garrett, L. Gard, R. Banton, C. Roberts, J. Coles, H. Wild, E. Marlowe, S. Calver, R. Clack, O. Sindel, N. Reed, M. Rajendraprasad on ward no E, O. Effective of psychotic disorder. Risk assessment, O. Bedding is dry, on the 9th of May 12 noticed to have a patch in pyjamas, not clear if it was old. O. Not happy about being on section. O. Does experience anxiety. O. Has spent time with another young patient on the ward. This was considered worrying. HG has asked R. Banton. O. Discussed 1-to-1 OBS. Agreed on 15 minutes OBS given. Settled behavior on ward. O. Discussed report from school. ASD plan. O. Reduce OBS to 15 minutes OBS. To be increased if any new concerns. O. Sindel and Dr. Prasad to discuss conditions which would trigger increase of level of OBS. O. Continue with psychology assessment. Confirmed by M. Rajendraprasad at, the 16th of May 2012. The 15th of May 2012. 10 o'clock. Star, support, worker. Title. Lee attended nursing-led group. He was bright in mood and very vocal throughout, expressing his opinion at both appropriate and inappropriate moments. He maintained interest throughout, however, and worked well with another young person to create a Jubilee banner of a Union Jack. The 15th of May 2012, 15:39, Rebecca Stockwood. Event by Rebecca Stockwood. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.